Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Summit Meat, who we featured a month or so ago while still in the planning, is now online and processing in Pulaski County Science Hill community. Local entrepreneur Kyle Turpin.
We're just really glad to have a great first day for the public, trying to get all our processes down, and it's really coming together. We've got a lot of experience on our team, and it really flowed well, and everything went great.
Turpin is president of Summit, doing custom processing of beef, pork, lamb, and goat. He feels like they're going to be a real asset for the region.
We've got McCreary County, Pulaski County, Lincoln County, and Laurel County so far. We've got two scheduled from Russell County, several scheduled from Wayne County. I think we've got six beef scheduled from Wayne County. We're definitely covering a wide range as far as area goes.
He says the plant is state-of-the-art, already following USDA guidelines with plans within a few months to achieve USDA certification to allow for expanded services. In the meantime, the regional reception has been strong.
So far, we've serviced approximately 30 farmers, and we've got on the schedule probably nearly a month's worth of work right now.
He says they are now online at summitmeat.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
The new Summit Meat Processing Facility in Pulaski County is humming along, says President Kyle Turpin, here with a thumbnail sketch of the current weekly schedule.
We will be processing pork, goat, and lamb on Tuesdays, and we will be processing beef on Thursdays, and then we cut and package in between those times.
He says he began research and planning about 3 years ago, and with a State Ag Development Board grant and advice from the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, they are indeed now humming along.
That was actually the key to the development of the business. The Ag Development grant, along with the assistance of K-Card and their team, you know, it wouldn't have been possible without them. So we owe a whole lot to those guys and that team.
And for hunters in the region, Turpin added, they will also be doing deer processing in coming weeks. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.